Hi, this is Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, Nicole. Good. How about yourself?
Good. Is this a good time for you?
Sure. What's going on?
Okay. Well, we came to a decision here on the file, so I just want to go over everything with you.
Sure.
But I know you said you might be out of the office, so I didn't know if this is a good time or not.
No, I'm out of the office at the moment, but it's okay. I can call.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like you were looking for the unsecured capital program?
Correct.
Okay. And the notes I have here is for payroll, possibly some equipment. Is that pretty accurate?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. What do you think it would be used for mainly?
It'll be used for mainly any shortfalls from accounts receivable that we'll be using to make payroll whole, as well as some, like I said, some of the purchases for equipment, computers and the such in the probably in the fourth quarter.
Okay. The equipment, those are computers?
Yes. Okay. We're an HR consulting firm, so the computers would be laptops and desktops, possibly a server upgrade in the future as well.
And you're looking to do that next quarter?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. In terms of the equipment, do you know how much that would cost?
I'd like to say it could be somewhere around $30,000 to $50,000 for computer upgrades.
Okay, perfect. So we do equipment financing. And we also do unsecured working capital. We have secured capital programs as well, but based on what was going to be the best fit for you would be the unsecured program. So next quarter, if you are looking to get the computers and all that, we can finance that for you. We would just need an invoice from your vendor.
Sure.
And we can finance that over a 2 to 5 year period for the business. So that would be our equipment finance program. Yeah.
Great.
In terms of...
And what kind of rates are those typically?
So for equipment financing, it usually starts at about 4% and goes up from there.
Okay.
What we look at is credit, time in business, and the type of equipment you're looking to finance.
Yes.
So I would say 4 to 12% anywhere in between, as long as you're not high risk, is kind of where you'll see it fall.
Okay.
Now, in terms of the unsecured capital, I'm not sure if Gil had gone over the program at all with you.
Not really. I mean, he reached out and we were sort of talking about what we were looking for and if there was a solution. So we just sort of went from there.
Okay. So on this particular program, we do not use any collateral or assets to secure the loan. So you are going to see that it's going to be a higher rate than an equipment finance program, or if you have a line of credit through the bank where they have your money in the bank or ask for your commercial property or personal property.
Of course.
It's just going to be completely unsecure. Now, this particular industry is, we do work with your industry, but it's somewhat restricted in the sense that it's a service-based industry, whereas, you know, you're not making a product or...
Correct. There's nothing physical at the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. But we do work with your industry. So to start, and I'm not sure, so Sam, you know, is the one that would be signing off on anything in terms of a loan.
Yes, that is correct.
But she's okay with you discussing the loan and her credit and that sort of thing?
Okay. Yes, of course.
Okay. So her credit comes in at a 664, which is below the national average. And although this particular program is not solely based on credit, it does have some impact in terms of the different tiers we have for approvals. So I just wanted you to keep that in mind as well. We were thinking to start the relationship, we could issue an approval in the amount of $160,000. That would be a these loans in general are short term. And when I say short term, it's anywhere between 3 months and a few years, and anywhere in between, just because all businesses run differently, and sometimes they need something very long. Some people want something very short term. So on the initial approval, we're comfortable approving a 1 year term with the option to refinance in 6 months.
Okay.
And at that six month time frame, we would be able to reevaluate the payments, make sure they've been made on time, and then if there was a need for additional capital, we could issue that approval at that time. And then we usually will give you better rates and longer terms as well.
Okay.
So it's kind of a way to get your foot in the door. I still think it's a good approval. $160,000 is a significant amount of money. Do you think the $160,000 would be helpful based on the needs of the business right now?
I believe it would be, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I guess, so $160,000 option to refinance in 6 months. What would the terms be for this particular product?
So this particular loan would either be paid back. So what would happen is if you wanted to move forward, we could probably have it funded in the next few days. So, possibly by Monday, Tuesday, maybe.
Okay.
We would wire your business bank account the full amount, and then from there you can use it for whatever you want. Now, the loan is paid back either weekly or daily, so you can choose. And it's an automatic ACH, so it's a fixed amount that comes out. You don't have to worry about it. And so that's how it would come out, and you would have the choice between the weekly or the daily.
Great.
And right now, I have the approval would be, it's shy of $160,000. It's $158,000 over 12 months. And if you did a weekly payback, it's $4,169.
Okay.
And really, you're just committing to 6 months. Because at 6 months, we can refinance the term. And then because it is a business loan, you are able to write off the interest loan as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
of course.
So it's a tax write-off, which is nice.
Yes.
So that's pretty much it. Before funding, we would just need a few additional items. It looks like there are just a few things that we're missing. Schedule K-1. Let me see. Yeah,
Schedule
K-1.
Schedule K-1 on the...
Maybe it is in here. They're listing what will be needed, so there might be some things that we do have here.
Okay.
And they usually will do a lease agreement check to make sure that the rent has been paid on time, and then they will always speak with the guarantor just to go over everything, make sure they understand before funding any type of transaction.
Of course.
That's pretty much it. That's really all we're asking for. So what I'd like to do is email you what we have approved and go ahead and share that with Sam.
If
you think it'll work, we can generate documents for you to review, the actual documents.
Yeah, if that's possible. And then terms, what happened to be the interest rate of this loan?
So this won't have an APR, and it has a fixed cost to the funds or a rate factor. And the reason for that is because a lot of these loans are not even a year long. So we'll always use a rate factor. Now, for your particular loan, because it is 1 year long, you can turn that into an APR. Be only because it is 1 year. So the rate factor is a 1.33.
Okay.
But you're really only committing to 6 months because we can refinance that. And as long as the payments are made on time, then, and you're showing, good faith in this, in the loan, we'll refinance it and lower that. We have rate factors that go down to 10 cents on the dollar. So it really just depends. And so, if it works out well, we can usually lower that lengthen out the term if you'd like as well, and then get you additional funding. So maybe on the second round, you get approved for 200 or 250.
Got it.
It's kind of like a line of credit that you can pull from, you know, every so many months.
Of course. Now, what if we don't want the full funding of the 158, or if we don't use the full funding, or is it an all or nothing kind of situation there?
No. So that's the max amount you're approved for.
Okay.
You can decide how much you would like.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
very good.
Yeah, you don't want to take an amount if you're not going to use it, because you're going to pay back on it immediately. So if you think you only need $100,000 right now, then just take the $100,000, and then you know that in 6 months we're going to reach back out to you with an extended offer for additional funding if you need it.
Okay.
That's
very good. And then, so I do have to wait until that 6 month period. So in 3 months, if I decide to take another $50,000, is that off the books?
Yes, unless you chose a shorter term.
Oh, okay.
So if you did an 8 month term, then in 4 months you'd be eligible. We do have some programs where we can allow for additional funding, but the terms are not as good because it would be a second position and there's more risk involved.
Of course. I always like
to let people know, like, really think about your upcoming projects and what funding you'll really need here in the next few months, because, you know, you'll want to take that amount at the time of funding.
Of course.
Yeah. But ultimately, it's up to you how much you'd like to take.
Very good.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to email you exactly what we just discussed. And did you want me to send you a second option with a different loan amount so you can compare?
Sure. Let's look at it when it's the full amount, and then just $100,000.
Okay.
Just for a round number, and
sure,
we have something to look at for sure.
Okay.
Okay, great. And then, of course, obviously, like you said, we could look at better terms and all that kind of stuff. I guess my other question then is also, will an option in 6 months possibly be payment monthly as opposed to weekly, or is monthly usually not something that's set up in your system?
We do have a monthly option. It's a newer option for this particular program, and it's never offered on a first-time loan.
Understood.
So a lot of our loans on a first approval don't get approved for a weekly. They're usually daily.
Oh, okay.
Weekly
would work great for us.
Yeah.
They're
giving you the option, which is great. So I'll send that to you, and then if you would like to see the documents, we would need a voided business check and driver's license copy to generate that. So I'll put it all in the email. It'll be very clear for you.
Thank you. And then I guess one other question I had was the terms of the $4,100-some-odd that are coming out each week, would that be just an ACH debit to our account
each week? It's the exact...
Okay, perfect.
It's the bank account we wire will be the bank account it comes out of.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, well, that sounds great. I'm just thinking logistically the process will work once we receive funding. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, that all sounds good, Nicole. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I look forward to receiving that email, and I'll discuss with Sam possibly during one of her breaks at the client site today.
Okay, and can I actually, I'm not sure if I have your, you know what, you did email me back. I do have it. Okay. I just want to make sure I had your email.
Perfect.
Okay.
Bvolovich at manages.com.
Yeah, I see it right here.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, I will send
this
over. Let me know if you have any questions.
Great. Thank you very much for all your help.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.